is a sweet little monastery in Florence, fragrant with sacred memories. To the religious soul, its very dust is dear. For there the saintly Bishop Antonino lived his Christ-like life, and there the great Friar Savonarola wore out his noble heart, and there the pious painter Fra Angelico painted. It stands the forlorn relic of a dream, but even yet it breathes of the true monastic peace, with quiet cloisters where the noise of the city is hushed. In the center of the quadrangle is a little garden, kissed by the sunshine, and up from it is seen the deep blue of the Italian sky, speaking of eternal peace. It is natural to think that one might cultivate the soul there, might there forget the world, its hot ambitions, and its fierce passions. Is it not the ideal for a servant of the church to live quiet, prayerful hours in some such retreat, and then go to the restless city with the message of the gospel of peace? It is a dream. The church had to go through much scourging before she gave up her dream. Christ's ideal is life in the world, though not of it. It is not to give your heart to a cloister, but to have the cloister in your heart. Peace is independent of place, as it is of fortune. You can have it in your narrow corner of life. You, amid your distractions and labors, you with your fiery trials and temptations, you with your sorrow and tears. It cannot be gotten for gold. It cannot be lost through poverty. The world cannot give it. The world cannot take it away. This is the message of the faith. Christ comes still with the same charm as of old, and at his word there is a great calm. It settles on the soul as the rain upon thirsty land. With the roar of life in ears and brain and heart, we can still be calm. In the busy marketplace and the crowded streets, in the multitude of our cares and thoughts, amid the strife of tongues and the weary ways of men, we can be at peace because our hearts are fixed. Over the broken waters of our restless life, there hovers the golden glory of God's eternal peace.